Page 132. D. Temperature on the rise. Global warming. In living creatures, a rising temperature is often an indication of illness. What about the Earth? Are the rising temperatures we are currently witnessing a warning of a major global crisis? More and more scientists, environmentalists, politicians, and ordinary people think so. There is no denying that global temperatures are on the rise, and we are already experiencing some serious consequences. The increase in extreme weather conditions, such as hurricanes and floods, is only one example. The fact that many of the world's biggest glaciers have been shrinking dramatically over the last few decades is another. In addition, the polar ice caps are melting at an increasing rate, making the sea level rise, and many fear the consequence may be the inundation of many islands, especially in the Pacific Ocean. A significant rise in sea levels may also jeopardize flat, low-lying countries such as the Netherlands, or parts of cities at sea level, such as the borough of Manhattan in New York City.
Up in space, when you see a sunset or sunrise, the light is coming to you from the sun through that little shell of the Earth's atmosphere and back out to the spacecraft you're in. The atmosphere acts like a prism. So for a short period of time, you see not only the reds, oranges, and yellows, the luminous quality like you see on Earth, but you see the whole spectrum: red, orange, yellow, blue, green, indigo, violet. You come back impressed, once you've been up there, with how thin our little atmosphere is that supports all life here on Earth. So if we foul it up, there's no coming back from something like that. John Glenn, the first American astronaut to orbit the Earth.
We still cannot be completely certain of the extent of the negative effects caused by a warmer globe. But we do know that an overall increase in the temperature on Earth will wreak havoc on crops in areas where farmers already suffer from high temperatures and lack of water. We also know that some species of fish, animals and birds will move further north or south into areas where they have never been previously observed. It is very likely that species of sharks, for instance, will move north as the water temperature rises. In addition, some species will probably become extinct. What will happen to the polar bear, for example, if the ice vanishes from the North Pole and its natural habitat no longer exists? Some people argue that there have always been natural climatic variations and that we are simply experiencing another period of change. Others strongly disagree, convinced that these are more than just ordinary cyclic variations. We are currently witnessing radical changes in the environment, and countless scientists and ordinary people believe these are caused by human activity. There is no doubt that the increase in emissions of carbon dioxide from fossil fuel is an important contributor to global warming. The increasing amount of CO2 in the atmosphere creates a shield that allows the sun rays to enter through but prevents the heat from escaping back into the atmosphere. This CO2 shield is just like the glass in a greenhouse, which lets the heat in and keeps it there. This is why global warming caused by CO2 is often called the greenhouse effect. We can do something about global warming. Firstly, by using public transport more often and by driving modern vehicles which emit far less carbon dioxide than older cars. If you walk or bicycle to school and work, you will make an even greater contribution to a cleaner environment, with the added bonus that you will also get fit. Another way of contributing to a better environment is by slightly lowering the temperature in your house, reducing the amount of time you spend in the shower, reducing household waste and recycling materials as much as possible, or simply using energy-efficient light bulbs. Every little helps.